Social media serves many purposes. One of those purposes is how it allows so many people to reveal so freely just how ignorant and heartless they happen to be. The evidence of this comes to us via the reactions these people have shown to the funding of the SNAP food assistance program being suspended. While worded in different ways, it comes down to basically two camps of thought, for lack of a better word. One is that most people receiving SNAP benefits are undocumented immigrants, so it's good that they're losing out on this. Reality is that it's against federal law for undocumented immigrants to receive SNAP benefits, other benefits too. The other attack by the heartless among us is that everyone on SNAP, they're lazy bums who need to get out and get a job. Truth is, most of those on SNAP have a job, at least for the moment. Considering how our growing number of companies are cutting jobs, that could change at any time. Now, if you think a person earning $16 an hour can cover the entire cost of living, even bare bones, you really need to think about that again. The rest of these people are seniors and the disabled. Now, where do you suggest they get a job? There are 41.7 million people receiving SNAP benefits. 16.3 million of those are children under the age of 18. What adds to the sadness created by the heartlessness of the people making false claims about SNAP is that at the same time, they claim to be Christian. Can those people be any further away from what Jesus teaches us in John chapter 13, verses 34 and 35? A new commandment I give to you, that you love one another as I have loved you, that you also love one another. By this, all will know that you are my disciples if you have love for one another. Got a question for you. How many of us seek certainty in life? 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 8 provides us with exactly that. Reading here, love never fails. We are here through the grace of God to be with and for one another. Reading from Galatians chapter 5, verse 13, for you, brethren, have been called to liberty, only do not use liberty as an opportunity for the flesh, but through love serve one another. These days when so many, especially those I'm addressing today, want to wallow in anger and hatred, they're turning their backs to the lesson in Colossians chapter 3, verse 14, but above all these things, put on love, which is the bond of perfection. Just like I have, you've probably seen TV shows, videos referring to, quote-unquote, the secrets of the Bible. Well, other than the day of the return of Jesus, the Bible pretty much makes everything it addresses crystal clear. This includes what having a narrow mind and a dark heart will result in for the person who carries those within themselves. Let's go to 1 John chapter 3, verse 15. Whoever hates his brother is a murderer, and you know that no murderer has eternal life abiding in him. I wonder if someone who holds hatred close to themselves knew the company that hatred kept, would they change their ways? Galatians chapter 5, verses 19 through 21 reveals that company. Now the works of the flesh are evident, which are adultery, fornication, uncleanness, lewdness, idolatry, sorcery, hatred, contentions, jealousies, outbursts of wrath, selfish ambitions, dissensions, heresies, envy, murders, drunkenness, revelries, and the like, of which I tell you beforehand, just as I told you in time past, that those who practice such things will not inherit the kingdom of God. To those with hard and dark hearts who yet consider themselves to be model Christians because they have a Bible on the bookshelf, I have a suggestion for you. Take a Swiffer to that Bible and open it up to what Paul writes in Romans chapter 2, verses 5 through 9. But in accordance with your hardness and your impertinent heart, you are treasuring up for yourself wrath in the day of wrath and revelation of the righteous judgment of God, who will render to each one according to his deeds, eternal life to those who by patient continuance in doing good seek for glory, honor, and immortality, but to those who are seeking and do not obey the truth, but obey unrighteousness, indignation and wrath, tribulation and anguish on every soul of man who does evil. If I'm getting pitches into your strike zone with what I've said here, I also want you to know that you're not yet condemned for eternity. Yet, your eternity can be established in heaven if you respond in obedience to the words of Jesus, which we read in Luke chapter 6, verse 38, Give and it will be given to you. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together and running over, will be put into your bosom. For with the same measure that you use, it will be measured back to you. For those with giving hearts who want to help their local food pantries be able to serve those in need, you can find the location and website of your local food pantry at feedingamerica.org, find-your-local-foodbank. We'll put that link over at our homepage. Oh, as an FYI, too, food pantries can actually get more food with cash or gift card donations than they can with donation of food items. Additionally, this month, Scouting America, used to be called the Boy Scouts of America, are holding their annual Scouting for Food Drive. You might have already had your local scout troop leave a bag and a flyer on your door. The flyer has the day and time. Those scouts will come back around to pick up whatever food donations that you're able to give. Giving this way ensures that your donation is going to stay local and thereby helping your friends and your neighbors.